And we've got Joe in the studio, and we've also got a very nervous lady called Janet. And is it Janet? Janet Lynn?
Slynn, with an S.
Slynn. You know, I've got a voice on, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah, we might get you the voice of commercials in a minute. How are you? You all right?
I am well, thank you.
Now, me and Joe are going to grill you.
All right,
because
okay.
This is the feature. This is it's now time to grill the guest. And I'm loving your shirt, by the way.
It's
colourful.
It's summer.
Yeah,
it is.
It's back. Summer is back. So, Janet, you got two things that you want to chat about. One is stargazing.
Absolutely, yes.
And that is, just tell us about the stargazing thing then.
Right. Well, my husband John is a very keen astronomer. He's a published astrophotographer. And when we moved here 2 years ago, he built two observatories in our garden. And we have a holiday cottage, a stargazer's cottage attached to us, and our paying guests are able to take advantage and use the super equipment in John's observatory to observe the night sky. And he will show people, teach people how to take photos if they want to. That's brilliant. We've been doing that only since May last year. And it's brilliant for island tourism because we're getting guests coming over in, you know, January, February, when you wouldn't get ordinary tourists, if you like, because whatever else the weather is doing, it's dark at 4 at night.
Yeah.
He also does solar. He's got some super solar equipment, so he can show people the sun, observing again and imaging. So that's all good stuff. He's a member of Vectis Astronomy Society on the island.
Right.
Has been for many years. We've lived in Sussex for ages. Only came here 2 years ago. And it's Vectis, if you like, the driving force in trying to get dark sky status for the island, which will, again, be a huge boost for tourism.
What does that entail? What is dark? Because that's a bit like these phones that have been fandangled, and they're doing like, what is it, dark time or dark mode or whatever. So what's dark sky?
Right, well, they're campaigning, so if there's, for example, any new builds, new roads, that the lights that go in, street lights, security lights, they're angled down for a start and not straight up into the sky.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's arguments about security and things. It's still just as secure to have those sorts of lights and not ruining your night skies. It's early stages yet on the application as to whether... It won't be for the whole island. There are pockets that are particularly dark. Where we are, it's brilliant. We can see Godsill Church, which is beautifully lit up, but they switch the lights off at about 10:30, which is great for conserving energy, and it's also great for looking at the night sky.
All right.
So there's all that with our holiday cottage, but also, so exciting, the Checkers Inn pub at Rookley from Tuesday the 8th of October, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock every Tuesday, weather permitting, that's key.
Yeah.
John will be hosting observing evenings for anybody to come along to. It's £3 a head for an hour's observing, £10 for a family of four. We're super excited to be doing that. And that'll be till the 24th of March next year, every Tuesday.
Brilliant. So when they come along, then they can look through all the equipment and they can see what's up there.
Well, not all the equipment, because at the Checkers Inn, John will just be set up with one, possibly two scopes. So he'll have his mounts and super equipment. John knows the specifics. It's super.
I've often wondered, are you interested in this kind of thing?
Definitely, yeah, I'm definitely interested. I might actually have to go to one of those.
You must.
One of those evenings.
You must both come.
That does interest me, definitely.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's really strange. We take it for granted. We wake up, there it is. Nothing's. And what amazes me is that they say that we're moving. As we are at the moment, we're moving at quite a speed. But everything's in the same place. Whenever you wake up, it's always there, and it's all that's what's fascinating me. And there's, when I come out of my front door of a tea time and go for our walk, we have had our tea and we go off for a walk. There's always this thing up there. And is it something? Is there a belt?
Orion's belt.
Orion's belt. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's what it is, isn't it?
It is Orion's belt.
Because
people would be able to identify that in the.
Because I always make the joke, because I'm really boring when it comes down to it. I say, look, there it is again, that Orion's belt. It's always there, isn't it? It's never anywhere else. It's always right there.
It's always left it at home.
And yet the moon moves around.
Did you see Friday night's moon, Friday the 13th, and a beautiful full moon?
Yeah.
It was smashing. So, yeah, for astronomers that want to be observing stars and galaxies and deep sky, the moon is a no-no for them. They don't want it to be a full moon. But actually, for you and I to observe the moon, when it's wonderful, using the sort of equipment that John has got and the Vectis Astronomy Society have got, you can see the craters on the moon, you can see the Sea of Tranquility, and you get such a feel for, my goodness, you know, men walked on there.
You know?
It's brilliant.
It is. When you think you can see all of that on the moon, you know, from where you are with your whatever telescope, whatever it is you've got there, I mean, it sure beats the Orion's belt thing, doesn't it? Those three little dots there.
But don't forget, Ian, you know, anybody, this is called the Mark One eyeball, your eyes, the Mark One eyeball. You don't have to have expensive equipment to just sit in your garden and look up and see what you can see. And of course, nowadays with the internet, you can go and you can see, okay, this is where I live, this is the date, what should I be able to see, if it's not cloudy, tonight? And it will tell you, and it will guide you.
Fantastic.
It's brilliant.
Is there a website that we can go and have a look at? Because I bet he's taken a picture of that moon the other night.
He did.
Is it on the website?
It is. It's on stargazerscottage.com.
Stargazerscottage.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to go check that out, aren't we?
I want to have a look.
Stargazer. I'm going to check it out in a minute.
It's the moon over Godshill Church. Although I do have to say here, John didn't actually take that photo. Someone else took the photo on Friday. He took some, but the one he's published, he's given the credit to someone else.
All right.
Because so it was better.
Stargazers.com.
Yep.
And
Stargazers Cottage.
Stargazerscottage.com. And there's also a night at, what's the name of that pub?
It's the Checkers Pub in Rookley. It's on the main Newport Road from Godshill through to Newport. And they're going to be shutting the lights off in their back garden. And enjoy a nice meal, drink in the pub before or after. An hour's event, 7 till 8, every Tuesday starting the 8th of October.
And then you'll be able to look skywards on a something and be able to see something that you wouldn't see normally.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fabulous. So that sounds like a whole load of fun. Now, I know you're also here to chat about something else as well, which we thought we'd keep them separate.
Okay.
Because that'll be... Because you want to talk about Slimmer's World as well.
I do.
How are we going from that to that then?
Because that's what I do. I help John run our holiday cottage.
Right.
And it's very busy on a Friday because we welcome new guests. We do check out when they've gone and get ready for, you know, new guests on a Friday. But Friday mornings, 9 a.m. at Godshill Scout Hut, I run a Slimming World group.
All right. Hang on, hold that thought. We'll take a break and we'll come back. All right.
Okay.